Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you on the show, and I'd like to wish each and every one of you happy holidays. For me, I start celebrating from Thanksgiving straight through New Year's, so I hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and I know that each and every one of you are looking forward to all of the great sales that are going to take place between now and Christmas. And I hope that some of you had sent out your email for your Cyber Monday sale. And with that being said, we have our guest, who is John Waller, who is not a stranger to the show, and he's going to be talking this evening about a rapport, the magic door. So let's see if we can get him on the line. John, are you
Hi,
there?
Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Unbelievable. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Very blessed. Thank you. How about yourself?
I did as well. It's always nice when you can sit around and be around with your family. All friends.
There you go. I want to wish everybody a happy Ramadan Kwanzmas season.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, John. So today we have a very interesting topic. I'm very curious. You piqued my curiosity. So before we start, just for those people who are new and are just tuning to the show for the very first time, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I forgot about that part of the show. okay. Yeah. Been in sales forever, you know, back since middle 70s. Pretty much cut my teeth in the insurance business. Used to go out to malls and go cold calling with my ears really warm. So those of you that are out there that are new to sales, or you know, it's not your cup of tea, it gets a lot better. I used to, like the very first time when I was waiting on tables, my ears were like warm and red from being nervous, and it was the same thing cold calling in a mall. And I ended up selling $250,000 of whole life insurance just from cold calling managers in the malls and retail shops. And once you get your script down, you get your confidence down and your rapport building skills, it's a piece of cake. So I started in sales and been in sales forever. I've got 30, 35 years, I got to think. I love sales. Sales is the best rewarded hard work in the world, and it's the least rewarded easy work in the world. So I've been in sales, been to restaurant management a long time, but my passion is sales, and I'll probably die at my desk or something with a headset on. So it's a little bit about me.
Well, thank you so much for that. And I think that for our listeners, you know, sales, there's always going to be a sales position, because there's always a consumer, and there's always something for the consumer to buy. So, you know, being an Avon representative is a good training for that.
For life, because great point, Pat. No matter what position you are in, you are going to have to sell something, whether you're at the register, you know, selling yourself with your smile. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the DMV trying to get in line faster, or the post office, or you're trying to sell a raise to your boss. You're always selling something. If you're in the market for dating, you're selling somebody on going out with you. It's all about sales. And if you don't think it is, I'm sorry, you're on the wrong planet. It's all about sales.
So true.
It's just how it goes. I mean, if you walk into a restaurant or a hotel, Pat, think about this the next time you walk into a hotel or a restaurant or your own home. Everything that was in there was sold.
Oh.
Every stick of furniture, every stick of food, everything in there was sold. I mean, things roll up into a hotel or a restaurant, they roll up in a truck, whether it's a Cisco truck or,
mm-hmm.
you know, an office supply truck, Costco truck. I mean, that stuff is all sold. Now, Costco sells it in a different way. You know, Costco sells you a membership. You go in, you roll around the carts. And certain days are bad days to be in Costco, like Sunday. The Saturday before Thanksgiving is a bad day. Saturday or Sunday before Christmas is a bad day being in Costco. But they're still selling you. The guy, you walk into Costco, and there's a guy behind this counter selling Vitamix with a headset on, making samples. But he's still blowing Vitamixes out of the store. And what's he doing? He's building rapport. Now, I've got a whiteboard here. I'm gonna go through some stuff here, and Pat, help me with this because you always come in with great questions, and I just get on a roll, and we'll be done in like 5 hours. But there's one thing I want you to write down. You know, I'm all about the acronyms, Pat. So this is a radio station. There's two radio stations that people listen to. Number one is WIFM. Is one radio station. That's a radio station that is from Mississippi to the Eastern Seaboard. Is radio station WIFM. What's in it for me? It's an acronym for what's in it for me. And that's what the radio station that people are always tuned into. They're not into what's in it for you. They're tuned into what's in it for me. Yeah. The other radio station is from Mississippi to the left coast or the Pacific Ocean coast. That's radio station KLT, or if you're in the military, it would be Kilo Lima Tango, KLT. And that radio station is radio station Know, Like, and Trust. And people will buy from you or get into your business if they know you, they like you, and they trust you. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to sell somebody on whether or not they're going to do the deal or buy some Avon, whether they're going to become a business partner with you or a customer. Okay, it ain't because they like you first or they trust you first. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen in that order. They know you, they like you, and they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that, you are toast. It's going to cost you everything. You've got to get that down like now, like yesterday. You have to have that down. There is nothing occurs without those three things being in place. So I've got you guys, those of you, those three ladies of you out of 1,000 that are taking notes. I've got a diagram here of a submarine, and anybody that's been in sales for a long time is familiar with the Sandler selling system. And so I've got a picture of a submarine here. So so the submarine is in seven parts. And so if you draw like a sausage on your paper, those of you that are taking notes. So there's seven quadrants of this submarine. The very first part, so there's seven parts of it. The very first part is B and R. That stands for bonding and rapport. It's not magic that the very first quadrant that is in the submarine is bonding and rapport with the person, because it wouldn't make sense to have it on the far right and be the last thing you do. And this is about a selling situation. So the very first thing you're going to have is bonding and rapporting with your prospect or your customer. And it's 1/7 of the submarine. And the reason for this is the idea is in the selling situation, you think of watertight compartments like the Titanic or the ones that didn't work on the Costa Concordia. Okay, so bonding and rapport. You have to have that before you go on to the next step. That watertight compartment has to be sealed up and ready to go before you go from bonding and rapport to a UFC or an upfront agreement or contract with your prospect. So bonding and rapport is getting to know who they are, and there are several things that make that up. So not the first thing, Pat, is you want to make sure you use their name. That's out of 452,000 words in the English language, the person's name is the most important one. And the more you use it, you don't want to overuse it, but you've got to use it. It's going to make them feel comfortable. It's going to bond them to you. Okay, so that's the most important thing is their name. Number two, be adaptable. Okay, be adaptable in your approach. There's no reason to think that, you know, all of your customers or prospects for doing business with you should be approached exactly using the same style. Use personal experience to build your rapport so that your customer or prospect feels that you're putting yourself in their shoes. Okay, they feel bonded to you. Really, really important.
John, when you
number
say
three,
John, I just want to ask you one question. When you say tell stories about yourself, is it related stories? So if a customer say I'm having a hard time paying my bills, could you do a related story saying, yes, me too, I have a hard time paying my Con Ed, blah 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 blah, or you just come up with any kind of story?
Okay, so you're saying you're talking to somebody, they're relating this experience to you.
Yeah, are you relating your personal experience with the based on what the response of the customer, potential customer, has said?
That's a good question. What I'm saying is, be adaptable in your approach. You have to be able to dance on your feet. Not every person is going to relate to the same stories you have or the questions that you have. You have to know how to respond to what they're saying. Is all I'm saying is be adaptable, be flexible.
Okay.
To be in rapport with somebody when you're talking to them. And questions are the answer. Okay. Questions are the huge answer. You've got to ask a lot of questions. So, like, if you're telling, you're relating to me, Pat, about you're having trouble paying your bills and your comment and all that, I'm going to ask you, Pat, first thing, I'm going to be empathetic with you. I'm going to be really empathetic and say, man, you know, I can really appreciate that. You know, recently I've had situations with this or that, so I really understand where you're coming from. I'm so sorry for you. Pat, tell me more about that. Get them to drive it deeper. Get them to open up the kimono. Open up that kimono. Get to know you even better. Like, I was on a call with somebody today at 8 o'clock, and, you know, in part of BNI, I do like 16 to 18 one-to-ones a week with people, and so we were doing that. And great call compared to the second one. The second one was just like the polar opposite of the first one. And I spent almost an hour with this guy. His name is Jason Penny. So, of course, I'm playing off of that. I call him JC, you know, because his name is JC Penny. And so, you know, I'm telling him to work that when you call people up, work to say, you leave a voicemail, this is JC Penny. You know, come up with a middle initial, you know, just make fun of it. So we were in rapport with that. We were in rapport talking about football. We spent almost an hour just building bonding and rapport, not even talking about business. And do you know how far, do you know that's going to take it? And don't get me, I haven't been doing this, that perfect stuff for millions of years. It's taken me a long time on the planet to figure this out. That's why I want to share it. It's huge. It'll take you miles, because when you get bonded with somebody, they like you, they know you, and they trust you. They're going to either do business with you or refer you business. You have to be referable, and the rapport building is huge with being referable. And a big part of that referability is returning phone calls in a timely manner on our planet, or emails or texts.
Oh, wow.
You know, she who does not return calls or emails in a timely manner is toast. And if you should have that tattooed on your forehead or somewhere where you can see it on your mirror in your car or in your bathroom when you're shaving, you've got to be referable. I know several people that are in my group, and I won't refer them.
Wow.
Just because of certain things they've done, because they're not referable. And that's the kiss. That's the KOD. That's the kiss of death. You got to be referable, and that's a big part of rapport. Is having rapport. I mean, rapport covers a whole lot of things. Number three is repeating back. I used to work with this guy named George, you know, several years ago, and one thing I love about George is he would always repeat stuff back the same way I would say it. Talk about rapport, Pat. It was like I don't know where he learned this, but it was such a great technique. Like, if you said something to me I would repeat it back to you the same verbiage that you said it to me, almost verbatim, and it worked for me. Now, again, when you're with somebody, that's part of matching and marrying and pacing. So if you're with somebody, whether or not you're on the phone or in person, okay, matching and marrying is really a really huge part of bonding, and it's something that they teach when you learn NLP or neuro-linguistic programming is, like, Kat, if you and I are on the phone, if you're talking really fast, and I'm talking really slow with, like, a southern drawl or something, it's going to irritate the heck out of you.
Right.
We're going to be out of rapport, right?
Yes.
Just like if I'm talking to somebody back in New York where you're from or New Jersey, and the conversation's going a mile a minute, I got to match that. I got to be in rapport with you. If I'm real sluggish and real slow, you're hating it. I've got to match that. I've got to match that, the pace, the pacing, the timbre of the voice. Because if you're talking kind of high and I'm talking really low, that might irritate you. I've got to kind of match and mirror all of it, the cadence, the timbre, the pacing, the whole thing, the words I'm saying, how I'm talking to you. Just like if we're sitting in person and your arms are crossed, my arms should be somewhat crossed. Because what happens is subconsciously you think, well, he's kind of like me, his arms are crossed. That's what you subconsciously do. You don't think, well, he's trying to mirror me. You don't think that at all. This stuff is subconscious. And you have to be in tune with the other person. So the first part I was talking about, the submarine, is the bonding and rapport is, like with me and Jason Penny this morning, is, you know, finding out what we like, because we can take it to the next level. He's going to subconsciously think I'm a great guy, I'm a nice guy, and hopefully refer some business my way and vice versa. And it's the same thing with what you're doing in Avon. When you first meet somebody, you get introduced to a new prospect, do not climb down their throat trying to sell them something, or do not try to impress them with everything you know about Avon from, you know, 1,000 years ago till now. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. They don't care what you know until they know how much you care about them. Take care of them first. Like you were talking about, like, you know, listening to somebody's story about not having money. That's huge. Because now you know what their pain is.
Right.
And that's a big part of rapport, is finding out who they are and what their pain is. Because they might not want to buy Avon, but they could sure as heck use $500 to $800 more a month in extra income, right?
True. So true.
That's why you want to know that. And that's why you don't want to sell them something. You want to get to know them. Get to know them as a person. They might not become a customer or a distributor, but what if they become like the greatest referring person on the planet to you? And they refer, you know, 40 or 50 customers over the years and 15 or 20 great distributors to you, sales reps. You can't judge a book by its cover. We all make that mistake.
You know, that's very interesting, John, because, you know, many of us, when we go out prospecting or whatever, networking or whatever, we always think of going out for two things. Either we're going to try to get a new prospect, business partner, or we're going to look for a new client, somebody, a customer. But you know what? We never think about this is valuable. You're right.
Thank you. So here's a tip. Here's another tip for you. So here's what I use, and this is free. So you put your hands down, your wallets away. It's just free. Okay. It's called Trello, Trello.com. It's a free app. You use it on your smartphones, your pads, and also your computer. I use this thing every single day, and it's really cool because it's got a way for you put reminders in there. So let's say you got a whole bunch of, this is not my contact manager. It's in addition to that because it's for all my power partners. I've got at least 150 people on my power team across the country, and this is where they all go. And it's all date stamped. And so, like, the very first people on the left-hand side are in this, and it goes across the screen, and it's way cool. So this is where you would want to put all of your possible referring people into this, into Trello. You can create, if you can imagine a big monster whiteboard, okay, in front of you that goes from the left to the right as far as it can go. That's what Trello is. And you can make one for business partners. You can make one for prospective customers. And you can make one for referral partners / bird dogs. And you put these people in there. And what you want to do is you contact them every 2 or 3 weeks so that you stay top of mind with them, so that you don't fall off their radar. Because that's a kiss of death, falling off of people's radars. You build rapport with these people that could become, you know, referring partners. So maybe, you know, maybe every once in a while you give them, you know, a free fragrance, a free sample or something. You make them feel special. You know, you make them feel really good about who they are. I really appreciate you keeping your eyes out. You know, maybe now is not the time for you to become a customer or a business partner, but if you could keep your radar open for me, I will always have your back. Because you never know what they're going to need.
That's so true. Once again, John, what is the name of that app again?
Okay, it's Trello. It's www.T as in Tom, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar.com. It's Trello.com. And I've got it on my iPad. I've got it on my Samsung Galaxy Note 2, and I also have it on my laptop. And I love it on the laptop because it's a bigger screen. It's not the greatest experience on a phone, but you want it on your computer, and you can make it's free, and you can make as many different ones. So if you want to use it for work, for your job, if you're in sales or whatever, it's fine. It's a really great tool, and somebody turned me on to. In fact, she's with BNI, and I met her in San Francisco, and she's the director consultant for BNI, and she's in your neck of the woods. She's in Manhattan. She's the director consultant for Manhattan. And she turned me on to that. I met her a couple months ago in San Francisco at a meeting. And see, that's what happens. I got up at 4:50 in the morning to go up to this meeting, and I met her, and that's what happens when you network. You never can know what's going to happen. So, getting back to the rapport machine here. Let's see. Now, you don't necessarily have to have things in common with somebody to have rapport, but just, you know, find out what they're interested in and talk to them about it. You will seem like the most important or best conversationalist when you ask people a lot of questions about who they are and what they like. Let them talk. Get them talking about themselves. I learned this this technique 27 years ago, Dale Carnegie. And if you can imagine a house, white picket fence around it. There's a chimney on the house. Coming out of the chimney is a hand with a work glove in it, with a big airplane sitting in it, big 747 with four propellers. The propellers are tennis rackets. And on the tail of the airplane is an idea. So what this is, it's a memory technique. It's a mnemonic to remember several points when you're talking to people. Let's say at a cocktail party. Ask them where they live, okay? Ask them if they got any hobbies, which is what the work glove is in the hand. The airplane represents travel. That's your gig, Pat, okay? The tennis rackets, okay, that's hobbies, is the tennis rackets, or sports, tennis, you know, hobbies or sports. And then the light bulb is, have you come up with any great ideas lately? So now you've got 5 or 6 things to ask people about when you first meet them. And now they're going to start talking. And now they're going to be in rapport with you because you asked them about themselves. What is the most important thing to somebody? Hello, it's them. Get them talking about themselves. They're going to think you're the greatest person on the planet. Because, you know, sure they want to hear about you, but they want to talk about themselves first. It's human nature. Get tuned in like a tuning fork with human nature. And smile all the time. You got to, I don't care if you come up with something where you got to like pinch the side of your neck where your jugular vein is, Okay? Okay. To smile. Or like you ever do public speaking? Have a couple people planted in the audience that are your smile makers that remind you to smile. I plant them, when I go to public speaking gigs, I plant the people in the audience. It's like, you've got to smile at me because I am not a smiler. It's just not me. I'm sorry. Pat, you were going to say something? It's your show. I think I cut you off. Pat?
I do, John. I'm just thinking.
Okay.
I had myself on mute, and I had a hard time getting back onto the mute. But I find it hard to believe you're not a smile person.
You have to do that. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do it on radio, but, you know, when you have an audience or an almost live audience, you know, sometimes our audiences are not live. We don't know. Or almost live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so constantly smile. But be referable. Get back to people. Return calls. Return emails. You do not want to be known as the clod. Return the calls or the voicemails.
You have to be approachable. You know, it's amazing the number of people who I can't contact. In this day and age, by phone, text or anything else, you know, it's like on their turn. And I think if I was a customer, I would be at some point very leery because I would like to have access to my Avon rep or my business partner. So I think you also
daytime.
Have to be. You have to be accessible, yeah.
Let them know up front, you know, you're accessible at certain times, and, you know, that just let them know how sincere you are in getting back to them. I was out last night, you know, at the doctor's office installing the phone on a Sunday night at 6 o'clock because, you know, I wanted to take care of her and wanted her to know that I'm there, and, you know, as it turned out to be a referral for somebody in my B&I group that's just how God works. So, you know, that was my payback for being out there on a Sunday is she needs some help. I knew the exact person to refer her to so that, you know, we can get her taken care of. So that's how this whole thing works.
It really does. It really truly does. Do we have a few minutes, John? Can we talk a little bit about, well, like 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Can we talk a little bit about what this last quarter should mean to us as sales reps?
The last quarter, that's a great question, all right? I'm glad you asked that. So, to me, I work every day like it's December 31st, and we are in the last third of the last quarter of the year, and I mean, now is when you hunker down, and I know we've all got shopping and Christmas parties and stuff, but it's hammer time. This is the time where you got to get it done. You just got to work 24/7 at it, and just keep your goals in mind. Because you want to finish this thing strong, like it's a half marathon. All right, like, okay, we are at mile 11, and we've got 2.1 to go. Okay, you want to just kick at it and just finish strong, because your time is going to show if you finish strong, and your results are going to finish. They're going to look good. Like, you want to finish out 2013 really strong, so you can have a head of steam going into 2014. That's probably the biggest thing, is you got to have that big momentum going into next year. Don't stop and just push it. Just keep pumping it. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I work every day at it. Fill out my pipeline of people. I was working Thursday. I was working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bam, just doing it. Making phone calls on Friday. You had some great phone calls on Friday. Sent out some great emails on Thursday. And, yeah, working it every single day. You just don't know. Okay, you don't know who that monster, okay, that you don't know who the next Pat McDowell is out there. And that's why you just got to work at it. That's got to be your mindset, is, okay, swinging towards the fence. So, like, this is December now. November 8th, yeah, it was almost a month ago. November 8th, I was in Phoenix and trying to get a customer back that was the single biggest sale I'd ever had in my career and at this company. We have a shot at getting it back next month because of follow-up. And this company has tripled in size. So this could be a multi-million dollar sale because of following up and going back. You've got to do the singles and doubles. You got to get the sales every day, but you also partially you got to swing for the fence. You got to go for it. Every day it's got to be eye of the tiger. You just have to tell yourself you have to know what your goals are. If you don't know what your goals are, then anybody else's plan is going to take you off of that. The only reason we don't hit our objectives is we take our eyes off the goals and we stumble. Got to keep your eyes focused on what your goals are. I know what mine are for the year. I know what mine are for next year. And you got to keep your eye of the tiger on what your goals are for the year. And if you don't have them for 2014, if you didn't have them for 2013, you got to sit down. I'd be happy to help anybody sit down and plan what your goals can be and how to get there and how to pace and track it. But it's all about tracking. You know, it's the same thing I do. I do the same thing as for work as I do for my steps and my weight. I'm probably the only person you'll know that lost 3.4 pounds the week of Thanksgiving. I lost like 4 pounds over the last 4 days. I lost a pound and a half yesterday, and I was eating crap. And went to In-N-Out Burger last night, and I still lost weight because I walk 5 to 10 miles a day. And it's a religion. It's like, you know, the building I'm at, you know, every time I use the restroom, I wear shoes that weigh 3 pounds in each shoe. I hike up to the fifth floor and come back down. It's a religion. Like, every time I go use the facility, I hike up the stairs with these weighted shoes. It's a discipline. Sometimes I'll come in here on a Sunday and work, and the last 15 minutes of the hour, I'll go walk around the building for, you know, 15 minutes. That adds an extra 6 or 7 miles a day. And plus, I walk to work. It's all about discipline and having strategies. I walk to work and I walk home, which gives me an extra 3-4 miles a day added to what I do. You just have to be really disciplined and know what your goals are and know what not to eat or drink.
That's exactly right.
And track that. I track it like a religion. I use a Fitbit and I track my steps. I track my calories. It'll track your sleep. It tracks my stairs. It's got an accelerometer. I go up the stair. It tracks that. But I'm religious about putting my food in there every time I eat. I know what it is I'm eating, and I track it. Bam. It's not hard to do. And I'm dropping the pounds every single day. The scale is my friend. Because the scale gives me a report card.
That's so true.
It's just like brushing your teeth. You floss, you water pick, and you brush. If you do that at night, you'll get a report card in the morning when you wake up, and you floss, water pick, and brush again. Because when you water pick, no food in your mouth in the sink. That means you did a good job 8 hours before. But if you don't do that at night and do it in the morning, you're never going to know. And you're going to find out when you go see the dentist that your mouth is screwed up because you didn't have the discipline to floss, water pick, and brush at night and in the morning. That's how I know. I go three times a year to see the dentist. I decided to do that because I've got religion. I take care of my mouth now, so I want to go.
Right.
And my dentist did my cleaning 3 weeks ago. He taught me how to floss better, but he said, your mouth is good. But he taught me a better technique to floss.
Okay. So, wow.
You just have to be disciplined. It's all about discipline, Pat. Business
sure
and
is.
Personal life.
It's so true. You're so correct about that. So one more time, I'm going to put that website app on the Facebook page. It was,
okay.
Give it to
www.trello, trello.com. It's free. Gosh, you know Somalians.
Very good. And for those individuals who have not liked our Facebook page, it's an A1 Motivation on Facebook page. There you'll see tips, you'll see upcoming shows, and everything is to kind of help you as an A1 representative take your business to the next level. So this is our
and
A1.
Beyond.
Yeah, and beyond, that's exactly right. This is our order-taking week. So everyone, make it happen. Get your orders in. If you don't have an order, that's okay.
Go find one.
I like that. Go find one. Oh, that's exactly right. Or you can just order your book. And, you know, and then look at your own shopping list. What are you buying from the from Pathmark or ShopRite or whatever that you
follow
could be
the
buying,
money.
That yeah, that you could be buying from Avon. So
where are you spending your money at? The doctors, the dentists, the cleaners, a restaurant? Follow the dough. You're spending money somewhere. You've earned the right to talk to the people about your deal.
That's exactly
Here's
right.
a great script. You know, do you have 10 or 15 minutes when you grab a cup of coffee? I want to show you what I'm doing. I want to show you what my company's doing. I want to, and I love this third party. Okay. Who do you find out? I want to just chat with you and find out who you might know whose life that you could change by having them talk to me. Make them a hero. Not you. It's not about you. It's about them. Make them the heroine. Who do you know that whose life you might be able to change by referring them to me? Make it interesting. Make their head explode a little bit.
Well, that's good. And on that note, I'm going to thank you, John, for agreeing again to be on our show. And we'll have John back on January 7th. Until that time, John, thank you again. And if I don't get the opportunity to speak to you before, then happy holidays and happy new year. And we'll talk to you in the new year.
You're welcome, Pat.
Thank you. And good night, everyone.
Have a good one, ladies. Happy Ramadan and Christmas.
That's exactly right. And make it happen. This is your
Today.
Time. This is time to shine. Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Good night.